Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter mesecht des Peye, Perig Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Rosh Shurais. Ha'oimer shekenegdai maichiach. A picture is worth 1,000 words, but we'll do our best. I always find when it comes to charts, there's nothing better than making your own. So, if you have a piece of graph paper available, you have it ready-made. If not, then make your own. Lines down, then lines across. So imagine I'm looking at this paper full of boxes going in different directions. A square full of boxes. When I'm looking down from a window on top, and I see someone collecting bundles of Torah. He starts with the top left, and he's working his way down. So what I see is the row all the way on the left, from top to bottom, he's collecting, 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 and then he stops. The one box that's on the bottom left, when I'm looking down, the end of the first row, he leaves something over there. He leaves a bundle of Torah. Then he starts again, from the second row to the left, going from top to bottom, or north to south. So what about this bundle that he left at the end of the row, on row number one? Well, it could be that what he's doing, as a matter of fact, we're going to assume that what he's doing is, he's going with a Seder. First, he's collecting from the rows top to bottom, till he gets to the last row on the bottom, and there he's going to go from left to right. Because why did he leave pink this one? So I don't think he forgot it. He just plans to make another row. He's going to go in the bottom from the other direction, from left to right, again, as I'm looking down, or from west to east. So Rosh Hashanah, we have bundles of Torah that are left at the end of the rows. Ha'omer shekenegdai mechiach. Why is he pink leaving the ones at the end of the row? Because that's going to be a separate row for itself. He's later going to come and collect it from a different direction. But he's not forgetting it. Okay, we'll see more about this, as Hashem Yisbarach, in the next Mishnah, but for now, let's leave it at that. Zok the Mishnah Vayiter, Ha'omer shehechzik by lalicha el'ir, like we discussed in the previous Mishnah, according to one pshat of the Bat Tanura. The Baal HaBos takes the bundle, and he's about to bring it to the city. That's what the farmer wants to do. Then he puts it back down. U'shechachai, and he forgets it. Moidim, both Beishami and Beisil, are moidim she'enish shekret, not shekha. Because as soon as the farmer picked up the bundle with the kavana of taking it with him, it's no longer shikha. He didn't forget it. It's like when you take your lunch. I've done it a lot of times. I remember to take along my lunch. I pick it up to take it. I put it down for a second, to put on my hat, and I wind up leaving it there. So I forgot my lunch, but I didn't really forget my lunch. Originally, I remembered it. I just forgot it afterwards. So that's what happened to this farmer. He forgot it afterwards. But afterwards, there's no longer any shikha. Wait, but here the Mishnah says that everyone is Maida, that it's not Shekha. Didn't you tell me in the previous Mishnah there's a Machloikis, Beshame Vesil about this, according to the Abshad? So you tell me, what's the difference between the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah? In the previous Mishnah, the farmer picked it up to take it to the city, and he put it down. He didn't stand put it down. He put it down next to a gate. Remember, he put it down next to a Gadish, next to the cattle, next to the Kalim, and then he forgot it. There's a Machloikis in the Beshame and the Vesil. So because he puts it down next to a specific thing, so it's not like my mashal, I wanted to get my hat, so I put my lunch down, which I took from the refrigerator. No, it's like he changed his mind and put it back. You see, it wasn't just like he wasn't thinking what he was doing. He knew exactly where he's putting it. That's why over there the Basil say it's shikha. Mashenkin over here, where he picks it up to take it and just puts it down for a second and forgets it, he doesn't undo the fact that he picked it up to take it already, and everybody holds, say the Bishamai, say the Basil, that it's not shikha.